Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35. It's a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Doris Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We do. And we like to do it on mini episodes, of which this is one, where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. Just podcast hosts. We do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a reminder that everything we mention is always on our website, forever35podcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod. Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast. You can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums. You can also join our sister podcast Facebook group, facebook.com/group/gthanks. And that's the G Thanks Just Bought It Facebook group. It is a whole lot of fun.
Sorry. You know what I was referencing though, right? A Whole Lot of Love by Led Zepp.
Oh, I didn't make the immediate connection, but thank you for clarifying that for me.
Your parents didn't listen to classic rock in their station wagon in 1987?
No, my mom always had Oldies 103 on.
Oh, that's a good station. You were a
ZLX.
ZLX
100.7.
Yep.
Familiar.
Shout out to that Boston dial.
Oh, yeah.
FM radio doesn't exist anymore. We're recording on a Friday night.
We are.
We've never done a Friday night record, you know, and it's not like
true?
I don't think so. It's not like in a pandemic we had hot plans on Friday nights, but like now we definitely don't have hot plans.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah, we really don't. I mean,
like Friday night's basically just become a regular night, right?
Oh, totally.
Like, is there anything special about it in your family right now?
No. I mean, in theory, I would like to be like doing Shabbat, but
yeah. Oh, that would be Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But I just haven't been able to get my shit together.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be one of those cool Jewish Instagram moms who like bakes challah.
What a beautiful, though. I really, having kids who went to a Jewish preschool for many years, Shabbat is such a beautiful, I don't want to say practice, because it's a, what would you describe it? A ritual, a tradition, a service? What would you call Shabbat?
I would describe it as there are rituals that you do on Shabbat. Shabbat is a day of rest.
And you make challah.
You make challah. You light the candles. You drink a glass of wine from a special cup. You eat dinner together. If you're observant, you know, you don't use your phone. You don't go online on Shabbat. It's really supposed to be like a day of rest.
We have a couple rabbis who listen to this show.
We do. Hello, rabbis.
Hello out there, rabbis.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a lovely practice that I have never really observed except at summer camp.
Not as a kid, like when you were your parents, it wasn't something in your home.
We would have Shabbat dinner.
Yeah.
But we never we were Reform Jews, so we didn't like observe Shabbat in the sense of like not doing anything on Shabbat. You know what I mean?
Right. Did you light the candles and do the?
We usually lit the candles.
Oh, that's nice, Dory. I think that's mm-hmm. really beautiful.
Yeah.
I would love to hear from listeners who do Shabbat in whatever way they do it. I'm curious.
Yeah. Same. Let us know your Shabbat practice.
Yeah. What is your Shabbat self-care?
Yeah. Let us know. Anyway.
Well, I did a calm sleep story the other night.
Yes. Talk to me.
It was. Now, for full transparency, Calm is an advertiser of this podcast. Possibly on this episode. Can't quite remember. I'm using a Calm account that I paid for in full without even our Forever 35 discount code that I bought earlier in the year. And I use it for like the calming music and a sleep story every now and then. So I was feeling very stressed and I was like, you know what? I'm going to unwind with a sleep story. And I found one that was a tour of an old library at Oxford, which like...
Okay.
And the narrator's voice is so good that I was like in heaven, and I popped in my noise canceling headphones and I was like kind of skeptical. I was like, surely I will not fall asleep. And then of course I was like, by the time it's kind of a story, like you're kind of the librarian opening up the library for the day and it's an hour before everybody gets there. So you're like going through your ritual of like caressing pages. It's so good. I will link to this specific sleep story. I put it on my Instagram. I really love their sleep stories. I love their train sleep stories where they just like take you on a train ride. It's just really like mundane and lulls you into a relaxing state and a deep sleep. So I passed out with my noise canceling headphones on listening to the sleep story and I was fully asleep. And then I was awoken by loud banging because I had locked my husband out. He was working in our back office garage area and I locked him out of the house. And because I had noise canceling headphones on and I was asleep and there was a story going on.
Oh my God.
I could not hear him. So he was like rocking the house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then that completely startled me awake.
Of course it did.
Yep. And then I, of course it took like an hour to fall back asleep because my heart was racing. So you know, it worked in theory. I was so mad too. I was like, the sleep story worked. And then
did you go back and start listening to the sleep story again, or you were just like, ugh,
I was like, I can't deal with this. I was just I was like wound up and angry.
I hear you.
So I'm gonna try again, and I'm probably gonna listen to the library story again or find another story if that narrator has another story.
That seems like a good plan. Of course, that was the night that you locked Anthony out.
And I should say that we have a door that it goes to our backyard from our bedroom, which is right next to my side of the bed. And so he was banging on that door. So it felt like...
And you know, could probably see you sleeping. Was like, gay.
He had texted me, but I didn't get the text, of course.
Oh my God.
I could have just slept in the garage and let me have my sleep story.
Jeez.
Didn't he know I was in the library at Oxford? Touching apparently, leather books.
Apparently he didn't.
He didn't care about my journey.
No, he didn't. He did not care one bit.
No. But anyway, majorly recommend, as long as you make sure your partner can get in the house. You live
do.
Anyway, what's new over there, Dory?
Well, you know, I think I need a new office chair.
Your butt needs some help?
It's not so much my butt as my back. I feel like it's not properly supported. And I'm just like, I'm just not, I feel like the chair is not quite the right proportions for me, even with the seat cushion.
Okay. Okay.
This is a topic that has come up several times in the Forever 35 Facebook group. And every time I like study the thread, like, is my holy grail chair in here? Tell me. So I'm on the hunt. What should I get? Everyone says to get a steel case. Everyone says steel case is like the best chair.
I truly don't know. I'm sitting in a plastic IKEA chair right now that hurts my butt so much. So I'm the worst person to ask.
So you are not the chair expert.
No, and I've never even like put much thought into an office chair, and I should, because my body hurts all the time. So
yeah.
Well, I don't even know what steel case is. I've never even heard of that.
It's a brand that makes chairs that people say are great.
Okay.
But they're like not cheap. And so, you know, if I am going to invest this money, which like I'm willing to invest some money in this because I do think it's really important. And also I'm probably not going to be leaving this chair very much in the next few months, but I want someone to say to me like, this chair is amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want that endorsement. So
who could it come from that you would listen to?
Oh, I would listen to our listeners.
Okay. Okay.
But, you just need the other thing is like, it's also subjective.
Well, all our bodies are so different.
Right. So like, what's a great chair for you might not be a great chair for me. So here's what I have to do. I have to find someone with the exact same body as me.
Who lives near you, who doesn't mind you coming over in a pandemic and trying
and testing out
their
chair. Exactly. That's what I need.
No big whoop-de-doo.
No big deal. If you fit the bill, let me know.
A dating show.
For chairs. To match people with their perfect chairs.
Well, but you know, honestly, okay, I'm about to get on the world's dumbest soapbox, but it does drive me nuts with all these kind of things. Chairs, mattresses, even homes. You are in them or use them for 2 seconds. And then it's like, well, now
and then you have to make the decision. Totally.
Yeah, and spend, none of these things are ever particularly cheap. So you're spending a ton of money. And like, I know oftentimes there's some sort of like, try it for 60 days, but like, really? Yes.
Right.
Really? Do you then like,
how many people actually take advantage of that free trial and send something back? I would love to know the stats
for a large product. Like, who's sending a mattress back? That sounds like,
I'm sure people do, but like, probably not that many. And probably the fact that they have, like, you know, all these companies have a free trial entices people to buy because they're like, well, I could send it back.
100%. It works on me every time.
Yeah. So here are my requirements. I think I would like something on wheels.
Okay, you like to move. Okay.
Although maybe I don't.
Sorry, you've got to get your head right about this chair before
I know. All mixed up.
pandemic problems
for real.
I mean, you do sit in your work chair at home 24/7 now, basically.
Yeah, I have a footrest, which I think has helped, but the chair itself it's just not great. It was just like, it was like the default chair that I got because Matt had gotten a new chair and he was like, well, you can have my old chair. And I was like, okay, because I had just been using like one of the dining room chairs, which was not great either. So I need help.
What about a throne?
That I could get behind.
You just sat.
A throne on wheels? A
very comfortable, ergonomic throne.
Interesting. Would I also have to wear a crown?
Yes.
Whilst in the chair,
yes,
in the throne.
Come on.
Okay. Interesting.
Just a crown made of yoga toes.
Oh, that's gross. You know, I was doing a Zoom for my book club the other night, and my friend Jody held up her feet and she said, look, I'm wearing yoga toes.
Oh, Jody. I know Jody too.
Oh, Jody.
Put those toes down, Jody. No toes on Zoom.
I was like, ooh. And then a few other people were like, Jody. And people were like, what are those?
And you're like,
oh, let me tell you.
Take off my hat. I don't know what that means.
You're very invested in this yoga toe crown.
Yeah, take off your crown. All right. So, well, anyway. If anyone has any suggestions for you, I would love to hear them.
Yes, we'd love to hear them. Let's take a short break.
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi, boom, you're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given mm-hmm. this to Matt's parents. Mm-hmm.
Same, same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura Frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about we have two Aura Frames in our house. I have Ooh. One in my office and one in our family room. And
do
my
they
kids
have,
love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Ooh, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Forever35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince, everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really like get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce mm-hmm. that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35. Okay, so welcome back.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. We received a comment from a listener who had gotten a product at Trader Joe's. I believe it was the acai blueberry scrub. And they said it smelled so good they were tempted to eat it. And that launched us into a whole conversation about how they probably shouldn't eat it. But some people did weigh in with products you could eat. Now, I will say, most of the information we got was that Jessica Simpson once had a line of edible products.
Wow.
Her empire is vast.
Fun fact.
Yeah. So many people were like, hey, did you know? And I was like, I didn't.
That's so funny. I would not have guessed.
Well, you know, she's a billionaire. But there was another suggestion that came up via voicemail that we think we would like to share.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Katie calling from Arizona. And I'm responding to the caller who wanted to eat her skincare. If you really want to eat something that's typically not edible, you could try Loli Beauty, L-O-L-I is the way it's spelled. Apparently all their stuff is so natural that it's food grade. You could eat it if you really wanted to. I first heard about it on Natch Butte, and Jackie Johnson even did a little collaboration with them with a couple of products. I personally haven't tried the products just because they're a little out of my price range right now. But I've heard great things, and I really want to get the Jackie Johnson products for sure in the future. So hopefully that can satisfy the caller's urge. Anyway, I love the pod. Thanks for all you do. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
great,
you know,
great rec.
I've never tried any of Lolly's products, but they are like a deeply sustainable company. I think they aim for zero waste, and I believe their products are food grade. And our friend Jackie Johnson did do a collab with them. She made something called a Pank Plum Elixir. I think anything that has Pank, P-A-N-K,
is from Jackie. Cool.
So that's a great. That seems like a great suggestion. I'm eager to try. I also was just thinking, you know, you could look up a skincare recipe of stuff you can make right there in your kitchen. Honey, oatmeal, yogurt, all that stuff is great for your skin. Avocado. Of course, we've discussed egg whites.
Oh, yeah.
So you could concoct something. Don't eat egg whites raw, but all those other things, you could put it on your face and then you could eat it.
Yum, yum.
Yum. Yum. Dory?
Yes.
An email. I'm writing to see if you have any tips for adjusting to a new place, especially in the midst of a pandemic. I moved from New York City to Boulder, Colorado, where I'm originally from, with my fiance about 2 months ago, and I am miserable. We moved to be closer to family, but I am missing my friends and the energy and cultural richness of NYC so much. I'm having a hard time adjusting and just feeling really sad and regretful about the choice we made. On top of that, the pandemic is making it hard to really settle into any kind of life here. It's hard to get together with friends, meet new people, explore new places. Plus, my fiance got laid off at the beginning of the pandemic, so we're living in my parents' basement in the suburbs trying to save up some money. Any advice for self-care during this time? How did you both adjust to life outside of NYC? What did you do to make your new town feel like home? I did just start seeing a therapist, but would love any other ideas that might help in the short term. I'd also love to hear from other listeners who have moved in the past few months about how they're adjusting to a new place during COVID.
Ooh, this is so hard.
Sounds really hard. Like three or four different layers of hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Job hard, a layoff, living with parents in their basement.
Yep.
Pandemic, so you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the old missing of New York City. Which I really understand.
Totally.
I mean, I think it takes time to adjust to a new place, even though you're from Boulder. I mean, I moved away from New York, 9 years ago, and I still miss it. Like, sometimes I cry. I miss it so much. So, like, also New York, if you're a New Yorker who loves New York, like, nothing ever is going to totally be it. But it doesn't mean that your new place isn't going to have its own things that make it really special.
Totally. I mean, you know, when I think of Boulder, I think of like outdoorsy things.
Me too, Dory.
I would try to take advantage of that and, you know, tell yourself like, oh, well, these are things that I would not be able to do in New York, and just really like lean into that.
And also, is that a way you might be able to safely see people?
Yeah.
Could you maybe hike?
Some distanced hikes?
Yeah. Go for a bike ride. And I mean, I don't know what the, you know, we don't know what your limits are and what the, I don't know all of Boulder's rules, but maybe there's something there.
Totally.
Self-care during this time. I would say like give yourself time to know that Boulder in a pandemic is not going to be the same as Boulder not in a I think you have to give it a little bit of time in a post-pandemic world, whenever, dear God, that may be.
Yeah, and like it's okay to miss New York. Like don't feel guilty about missing New York.
Gosh, no. It's totally yes. And
And, you know, nothing is permanent. You could always move back if you wanted, if you both realize this decision was not right. Like, that is life. We sometimes make decisions that we think are going to improve our quality of life, and they actually don't.
Yes.
But I will also say this. It is really hard to leave New York. And it's especially hard right now in the fall when you're dreaming of the magical New York we know and love in September and October. Mm-hmm. But come January, February, March, I'm pretty sure Boulder is like the sunniest place in America. It is, your friends are going to be experiencing the hellish weather of New York in the winter when you're walking to the subway in boots and you slush gets down your pants. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in your sunny Boulder, Colorado, drinking your green, hippie, juicy thing, because that's how I imagine Boulder. I've never been.
Wait, doesn't it snow in Boulder?
Yeah, but I imagine it to be a sunny snow.
Oh, okay. I see what
you're
saying.
I feel like it's not like the hell of a blizzard in New York when you have to walk 2 miles to the Q train.
Yes, yes, yes.
5 o'clock at night, and then it's hot in the subway and you're in your winter coat. I mean, New York is a special kind of hell, especially in the winter. So
yeah,
there will come a time where you are happy you are not in New York. Like, just trust me on this one. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
Have I rambled too hard here, Doria?
No, I was just looking up weather in Boulder.
Okay. Are we going to Boulder? That would be fun.
Yes. Well, the average high in December, January, February is like mid-40s.
Oh,
so not too bad.
No. Maybe a light hat.
Yeah, totally.
But you could still go for walks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, also, what about adopting an animal?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I mean, I know you're in your parents' basement. Maybe they wouldn't go for it, but like that could also be, or even like if there's a way to volunteer safely right now, those things might give your life just some like grounding and purpose and joy.
Great idea.
Get a horse.
Or get a horse.
When I say adopt an animal, I mean a horse.
That's good to know. I'll keep that in mind the next time you suggest that someone adopt an animal.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a cat.
No. Mm-mm. All right. Shall I read this next email?
Please go. Please.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I just got done shaving my head and I thought of some questions for you. I've buzzed my head many times before. I'm a butch lesbian. The first time was when I was 19 years old, but it's probably been 3 years since I've done so. In the past 3 years, I've learned a lot about skincare. So tonight, while I was admiring my freshly shorn head, I thought to myself, what do I do for my scalp now that it doesn't have hair on it? Now it's not very different from my face skin, right? I also deal with a little bit of hairline acne. Do I use all my normal exfoliating and hydrating facial products on it? Do I use a normal facial sunscreen or a body sunscreen? Do I use a facial cleanser in the shower on my head? I'm sure there's no right or wrong answer to all of these questions. I thought it'd be a fun thing to discuss on the pod. Thanks again and much love to you both, your bald friend.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to defer to any bald listeners that we might have who could speak to this. So
yeah,
if you're out there, holler at us.
I don't know a ton about taking care of a bald head.
I don't either, but I feel like it seems, I love the idea of just extending your skincare routine all over your head. But I would say be gentle on that skin, especially because it's not, it possibly, if it's been, if you have, like this person shaved their head, so it's been under hair. So maybe don't go crazy scrubbing it with exfoliants, but I would like give it a nice wash with a cleanser, moisturize, definitely sunscreen with whatever you use. Honestly, it sounds fun. You've got more fun parts of your body to do stuff to.
That's true. I mean, I don't know. You said you have some hairline acne. If you feel like your scalp needs some like true exfoliating, you could always pick up the Brio Geo stuff that I mentioned on a previous episode.
That's the charcoal?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or like, as we also discussed, a salicylic cleanser.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I still think the most important thing is you got to sunscreen that head and reapply.
Yeah, reapply.
Reapply.
And I mean, I would also say, like, if you know you're going to be out in the sun, like, definitely wear a hat.
Yeah. Hard agree. Unless you want to show it off, which I, you know, want to show that head off. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for writing in. And maybe someone in our audience has more experience than we do who can offer some thoughts.
I'd love to hear them.
Okay. All right, Dory.
Yes.
Let's pause again.
Okay.
And then let's come back and keep podcasting.
I think that sounds like a great plan. All right, be right back.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Kate, you know I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh.
Mm.
So I'm talking like moving furniture around. Mm-hmm. We get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle, and Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JennyKane.com, promo code F35.
Okay, we have returned.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I'll read this next email. Hi, okay. Kat and Dor. I was delighted to hear you take the cue about Facebook alternatives. Forever 35 groups are the only thing I miss about Facebook, but I miss them a lot. Exciting news. The Forever 35 subreddit has been resurrected. We have a mod and an official thread for the latest episode and everything. There are currently 369 subscribers. Not sure how many are active. I bet that number would go way up if you give the subreddit a shout out on the pod. Hint, hint. It's not quite the same as groups, but probably the best option for Facebook quitters to stay connected to this amazing community. Your support would be amazing. Well, here we are supporting it. And for those of you who want to check it out, it's at reddit.com/r/forever35. And hey, thank you to the listeners who took it on.
Totally. I started following it.
I didn't, but that's because I don't really use Reddit.
I'm not a huge Reddit user, but it's funny. I don't log in very much. Like I'll sometimes just like go to Reddit and poke around a little bit, but I had to log in so I could follow the subreddit. And when I did that, I was like, what else am I following? And I'm following like a ton of subreddits apparently.
About what?
Well, there are a few infertility ones.
Okay, makes sense.
But then I'm also following shower thoughts. I'm following uplifting news. I'm following Internet is Beautiful.
What are these? Internet is beautiful.
They're just forums, you know? Oh, I'm also, Kate, you'll appreciate this. I am also following the Maura Murray subreddit.
Oh, man, Maura Murray.
Just click over.
That's a missing person case from Massachusetts.
You know what? It's still active. Someone submitted a comment 32 minutes ago.
She's been missing since 2004.
Wow.
I've been following that case since it happened. I think I follow two groups. Apparently, I only follow our Peloton cycle.
Oh, uh-huh.
Oh, no, wait. My communities. Animal Crossing, comic books, makeup addiction, Mediterranean diet, sneakers, The Bachelor, literature, healthy food, and then another one that's about a murder. Oh, boy.
Oh, there we go.
That was illuminating. A lot of Animal Crossing, a lot of makeup, and a touch of The Bachelor.
Yeah, I'm also following like skincare addiction, etc.
Look at us. We are on Reddit.
Look at us.
I guess I'm on Reddit.
You are a Redditor. All right.
One more email before we wrap things up. This listener writes, I was listening to yesterday's episode with Rebecca Carroll as a guest and noticed that Kate mentioned that there was a fireball outside of her house before you played your interview with Rebecca. How scary. I live in Virginia and have been trying to find charities to donate to in order to help the firefighters and the victims of the fires that are literally raging the entire West Coast right now. I'm also looking to find ways to donate to local animal shelters that have been affected and was wondering if you knew of any specific organizations that I could reach out to. I honestly tried Googling this, but not much has come up for local charities. Hearing the news about these fires and seeing the photos on social media are just heartbreaking. Stay safe. And thank you for the weekly podcast. Mm. You're so welcome. We are in, it's crazy here in Los Angeles. It's crazy. And we are not even in, it's just like not, we're not even in the heart of it. So thank you. I would say I did some Googling for you. And I have CNET has a whole list of how to help people on the West Coast. So we'll link to that. There's something called the California Fire Foundation, which I donated to, I think last year while this was going on, which helps. It says frontline firefighters in California provide save gift cards to eligible victims of fire and natural disasters. So I think they help provide immediate relief to people who are impacted. Mm. We'll put a couple links in there. I would say also on like alert. I don't know about animal shelters, and I would check out Oregon especially because they're in some deep shit up there. Yeah. But I would say also like you could make a donation to an organization that fights climate change because this is all connected, and that would also help.
Totally.
But it is, I mean, we can speak from experience. It's really scary and it will keep happening and keep happening in more places. So
yeah,
anything we can do to stop it is significant. Oh, I also found another one. California Community Wildlife Relief Fund. So we'll link to all of this in our show notes, which you can find on our website.
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Kate, for asking, listener. We appreciate it. And everyone in California and Oregon and Washington State, too, is getting a lot of smoke. We are thinking of you. It's really scary.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Well, that brings us to the end here, Dory, and we're going to circle back for an activity to something that I mentioned at the beginning.
Let's hear it.
I've got a sleep story for everybody. It's a calm.com sleep story. They have it on YouTube, so it's accessible to anyone. I will mention, and again, this is not SponCon, but because Calm is a sponsor and I really endorse and use their product, they're giving discount to Forever 35 listeners. It's like 40% off with our code. So if you go to calm.com/forever35, you can have access to so many sleep stories. But if you want to try one out or just do one and not join Calm, I've got a link for you. It's a train story. The guy's voice is amazing. It's like, oh gosh. Do you hear that, Dory?
No.
Oh, I just played it on my computer.
No, I couldn't hear it.
Okay, sorry. It's called The Nordland Night Train with Eric Bra. Eric Bra is a full beard. They have a picture of every narrator. Trust me, you're going to love this. It feels okay. So good. I love a train sleep story.
Great.
Okay.
I love it. Yes.
So I dare you to do it.
Okay.
I dare you.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I promise. I'll do it.
I mean, nothing's going to happen if you don't, but I extend the challenge.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, Dory, 'twas a pleasure.
You know, Kate, it's always a pleasure.
So we're seeking chair recommendations, Boulder, Colorado tips, bald head care tips, fire relief, animal rescue charity, or not charity, organizations to support. That's it. That's the list for today.
So many things.
So please write us or call us.
Please do.
Well, goodbye.
Bye, everyone.